When you're using big data to adapt to climate change, sometimes you need to call in big tech. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. This holiday week, we wanted to revisit some of our climate coverage from this past year, looking at how tech can help us adapt to climate change. The series is called How We Survive. And to start with, you have to understand the problem and then create smart solutions. That's the job of the Chesapeake Conservancy, a nonprofit organization that uses technology to recommend conservation techniques for the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, and a lot of it comes down to the resolution of the data.
Jeff Allenby is Director of Conservation Technology at the Chesapeake Conservancy. Now, one thing to know is that the Chesapeake Bay watershed is huge. It's 64,000 square miles, spanning six eastern U.S. states. And the organization mapped the whole area down to the meter.
The data set that we created for the Chesapeake at that 1 meter resolution was, and still is, one of the biggest high-resolution land cover data sets ever created in the world.
It took Allenby's team 18 months and more than $1 million to manually process that data, as in people having to identify things like the characteristics of a tree or label a house a house. Then they use the data to advise towns on what to prioritize, whether it's planting trees or restoring wetlands or buying land to conserve. And once word got out, lots of other nonprofits, like around the Great Lakes, wanted to do the same thing with map data. Most don't have the time or the money, but big tech companies do.
Budget simply can't be a barrier to people accessing technology.
Lucas Joppa leads Microsoft's AI for Earth program, which lends the company's computing power and machine learning capabilities to organizations trying to tackle climate solutions. The program worked with the Chesapeake Conservancy to scale up their approach to land mapping to a much bigger area and faster.
We wanted to do that for the entire United States, over 10 trillion pixels. And it can't take a year and a half to do it, because if it does, you're going to be out of date by the time you're done, right?
The company awards grants, lets organizations and scientists use its cloud computing resources, and loans out data scientists to various climate-related projects. Joppa says right now, AI for Earth isn't meant to be a moneymaker. But he says tech companies have a responsibility to be part of climate solutions beyond their own in-house efforts.
We've got to make sure that we have our own house in order, but then we do have to be proactive in going out and ensuring that our products are deployed in ways that empower people to amplify their sustainability impact.
And there's business value for Microsoft in being there first.
We're a platform company, and we would prefer to be the platform of choice for everybody building technology-inspired solutions to environmental challenges.
For Jeff Allenby at the Chesapeake Conservancy, the real value comes in being able to know what's working and what's not. So you know what to conserve and what to let go.
So from the adaptive side of it, it really allows you to understand the context of kind of any given action. And it allows you to understand the alternatives if that action can't go forward.
And Allenby says those decisions have to be made quickly because there isn't any time to waste. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.